and welcome into the Who's On podcast, part of the Sabre Podcast Network. It is time. Students are going back to school at UVA, and we have got one of the newest members of the University of Virginia football team, Tyshawn Wyatt, joining us here, transfer from JMU. Tyshawn, thanks for joining us here on the Who's On podcast today.
Happy to be here. Thank you for having me on.
Absolutely. So you're one of the latest transfer commitments for UVA. We've got a handful. I think they're up to like 14 or 15 right now in this class. It's a large class. I think it's the largest class that UVA has had. But what's it like kind of maybe getting to know some of the guys so far and, you know, just kind of hearing from them and getting ready to get on grounds?
Yeah. First of all, I just want to say like everyone's been very welcoming. Everyone's on the staff. Really excited to get on campus and meet, you know, the players. Spoke with like the strength staff and stuff already. You know, smart people. Everyone, you know, they seem like they know their stuff. So just can't wait to get there and get to work.
Who are a couple people that you've kind of gotten to know, whether it's on your visit or just kind of in the days and weeks since then?
Yeah. So ever since I've been recruited, I've been in heavy talks with Coach Heff, the offensive line coach. Just, you know, chatting with him, whether if it's about, you know, transfer portal stuff or just like, hey, what's going on? Then Coach Kitchens, the OC, he would like drop a phone call every now and again, just like, hey, what's up? You know, yeah, I think you should come here and play for us, you know, stuff like that. So good people for sure.
What stands out about, I guess, Coach Heff, Terry Heffernan, the offensive line coach there at UVA, the most, just kind of when you first meet him?
Yeah, first thing is he knows his stuff. He's a big technician. When I had my official visit, you know, we sat down and we talked. It was like an easy hour that we spoke, and it just went by so fast. And it was just kind of like not even about the ins and outs, but it seemed like we were just like basic level stuff. But the way he was just explaining it was just like kind of just very smooth and very easy to transmit.
And then you said Coach Kitchens called you up a couple times. Just like, what kind of attracted you to Virginia and kind of being here in this position now?
Yeah, so for me, it was location. With this being my last year, family is a big thing for me. And being able to have everyone at all my home games and the transportation for them being as easy as it would have been is cool. But other than that, just kind of seeing like where the program is headed. Coach Elliott definitely is just seeing where they were 2 years ago when we played them at JMU to like kind of where they're at now. They're definitely on the rise, and just hoping I can do what I can to like help the program just get better.
Yeah, I should mention you're from the Richmond area. You played at Henrico. A couple other Richmond guys kind of sprinkled throughout the rest of the roster. Did you know anyone else on this roster before you got there?
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of playing against Malcolm Green in high school. He was a DB here. And also Chris Tyree. So I got to see both of them in high school. Both like awesome dudes coming out of high school. You know, their college career shows that they're still, you know, pretty good players. And so seeing a couple of those guys throughout my high school career.
And I do want to go back because you mentioned it 2 years ago. You were playing in Scott Stadium. Obviously, that was a big game, a packed crowd. It was the first time JMU UVA played each other in a long time. It was also a big day because it was the first home game back after the tragedy. Just kind of, what do you remember about that day? I don't know if that was your first time going to Scott Stadium, your first time playing there, but I don't know if it was your first time going there.
Yeah, so I've been there before. I went on a junior day, like in high school. I went on a junior day, so I went there, and I think they were playing Louisville. It was with Malik Cunningham at quarterback.
Yeah.
So that's my first time being there. Then the second time was obviously I was playing there. But overall, man, I thought it was a dope experience. I thought it was pretty cool. Obviously, how it's like, you know, an actual stadium. It goes into the ground, and it's like you know, get the hill or whatever where people sit at and stuff like that. So I thought the environment overall on game day was pretty nice.
What do you remember about that game? Because it was kind of a wild game, just kind of the ebbs and flows. You know, y'all got out to a good start. Virginia came back. Mm-hmm. Then we had that wild lightning delay, and then y'all came back and won it.
I probably would have to say like the biggest thing was probably the weather delay. Pretty much everything before that game just kind of feels like a blur almost because of it going, kind of going back and forth with us. Like you said, starting off hot and then UVA coming back. So I probably have to say like once that it was a big pause and then we're just all just sitting down and just we're just like, all right. For some reason, like we were down, but the mindset was 0-0, and had some fans sing around, and we were able to come back and win it.
What did y'all do during that delay?
Yeah, honestly, just started playing music, dancing around, like just being reminded, like it's a game at the end of the day. Like it was early in the season, so we're like, hey, it's okay. Like just making corrections, doing what we can, honestly, and then just. Some just sparked when I think honestly that probably was the fans staying back, honestly. It was a pretty decent sized crowd that stayed back to kind of cheer us on and then kind of help the momentum shift a little bit and we pulled it out.
I do want to go back, just kind of your journey, ending up at JMU and kind of what that program has become over the last couple of years. Obviously they make that jump up to the FBS level and had a really good first year last year. And I know you've been injured and out this year, but it was, new coaching staff and kind of that whole transition. It just seems like it's been, something new every year for JMU.
Program definitely on the rise for sure. When I first got there, Coach Nutty recruited me, and we were still at FCS. Got there, played my first FCS schedule there, and then when we made the bump, I was a guard, and when we made the bump, I moved out to tackle, whatever. And then from that point on, but it's the program on the rise, and they definitely. We're figuring some stuff out, and they're getting like one formula together for sure.
What I first you've been injured, missed this season, missed the end of the season before that too. What was the injury and kind of how do you feel now in your recovery?
Yeah, so the initial injury was in it was an ACL tear, and it was a year-long recovery. And so we just took the time, just getting safe, getting healthy. Was able to practice on it. Was able to do drills. Get everything. Back to the way it was. Just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And I ended up taking the year off. And so, but now we feel great. We feel amazing. Obviously doing so. Was able to practice. Stuff's just feeling good, feeling new. Just looking forward to getting my body better overall. Just overall body, not just the knee. Just getting the body better, mind, spirit, and body just all on one end, becoming a better football player.
But 100% good, ready to hit these winter workouts.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Spring ball and all. Spring ball and all. Looking forward to it.
What's that like? I know as a competitor like you are, and like so many are, to sit out and kind of have to watch from the sidelines.
So, it to be honest, so I came in during COVID, so I didn't have a season. And so my sophomore year I started, so I've only been playing football since I've been in college. This has been my first year not playing, sitting out a game, let alone a whole season. So it's been completely foreign, if I'm being honest. Big shout out to the AT staff, my teammates, being there for me, keeping me sane through it all because it was just so new to me, not being able to play. Not being able to, game prep and, stuff like that. So, and, it takes a toll when you've been doing it for 3 years. And then 1 year is just like, all right, stop, take a break. So, definitely grateful for having the opportunity to have it back.
And you missed that time, but you also, I think, 33 starts under your belt. You played left guard, you played left tackle. Just how have you kind of felt you've grown as a player over your career?
I've been very fortunate to play with a lot of good defensive linemen. So I've got my fair share of butt whoopers in practice a lot. So it started off at guard. When I played guard, I saw Mike Green. He's right now the defensive tackle for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I saw him a lot when I was younger, and he did nothing but help me get better. Him, James Carpenter, he was at Indiana, just ball players. Dudes who are ball players. And then the transition, how me getting better, me having to make the bump out the tackle when we move up. to supposedly have better players, better athletes making the transition. But once again, edge defenders, Jalen Green, Mikal Kamara, just like having to see those guys again and again and again, day in and day out, just like honestly, I feel like that's the thing that honestly helped me get better was just practice, a lot of practice.
What do you pick up going against a guy like, Mike Green or Jalen Green or, whoever it is?
Yeah, so just honestly, you just have to like, A, take it serious, treat it as if it's like a game rep for the most part, and just also like a lot of your losses are going to be lessons. If you're not willing to change what beat you the first time, then you probably shouldn't be in there. So just kind of like doing stuff like that, picking up on stuff like that, like, okay, he got me with this, how can I get better with that? Just X, Y, and Z.
Going transitioning to UVA now, where have you kind of talked to them about what position, since you played a couple different ones, what position do they kind of see you at Virginia?
Yeah, so just talking to Coach Huff, he was just saying, just in the spring, kind of play me at guard and tackle, just to see kind of where I fit, kind of where, I would mesh well at, with obviously my experience with playing both. I'm comfortable with doing whatever, just wanting to help the guys out, just obviously trying to do what I can.
Is it mostly on the left side?
Yeah, preferably so. I would like to play on the left side, yeah.
What's the just because I never played offensive line. I was a wide receiver, so I don't know kind of the dynamics playing right versus left. What is it a comfortability? Like what's the factors there?
Yeah, one thing I'd probably say is like a lot of it is rhythm based. So just like once you get your feet going a certain way and like you just keep doing it, doing it, doing it, then it's kind of like you're just like in that, just in that like set mode. Like not to say like I couldn't flip and learn right or do right, but just obviously if I've been doing it just for a while, just if I had to say, I'd like to do left.
It feels like, and I want to hear from your perspective in this recruiting process, like there's a different commitment buy-in with football around Virginia. Is that something that you could see when you're kind of going through the facilities, talking to coaches?
Yeah, for sure. It definitely feels like there's a turning of a chapter. I feel like this year was the most, like, excuse me, the most recent year was it's kind of like a showing of that was like a, okay, like we're here, just like a couple more, wrinkles or whatever to iron out. But it was like definitely like a knock on the door. I kind of saw it.
Is there a mindset as a guy coming from outside the program, coming in with, there's still a lot of returning talent on this roster, but just kind of coming in and being like, all right, let's help you get over the hump, kind of get to that next level.
There's definitely kind of like not necessarily like all right, like let's come and help, but just more so just like offering my resources. Like, I want to be able to come in and just kind of like be like a glue guy, not necessarily like a piece that's gonna boost the team, but just okay, I put this piece right here, so maybe just a little better right here, or hopefully I can like be that guy that's in the locker room, be that I've been around a couple of times, I play been around a couple of seasons. So if I can guide it there, have it there on the field, just like whatever I can do is kind of what my MO is.
I know players, not a lot of students were on grounds when you were there visiting, but have you talked to any guys and kind of just about their excitement level about where this program's at?
Taylor Morris, he reached out to me. They're my kind of recruiting stage, and he was just like, hey, like just want to know like we're building some good stuff over here, like if you can come like help us out, that'll be awesome. And kind of like chat and talk with him and a couple of the receiving guys and stuff like that, but just very welcoming, like I said before, just just ready to work. I think we all feel like some good stuff going and just try to do what we can to help out.
What is Chandler Morris like? He's a new guy to UVA coming in from North Texas, a couple other stops along the way. Just kind of is it exciting to kind of have a proven guy that's kind of done it at the college level kind of coming in there with you.
Yeah, definitely makes you feel comfortable just knowing that, he's been around, he's played some ball, he's seen some ball. So definitely seems like a down-to-earth guy, just obviously knows ball, knows how to play, knows how to win, just hoping, you can do what he can to help us out.
Looking at kind of the rest of the offensive line. You're bringing in a couple other guys there as well. Brady Wilson from UAB, Kevin Wigginton just committed as well from Illinois, possibly another one coming in as well. Just kind of the competition, what is that going to be like with some of the returning guys and these new guys coming in?
Yeah, I definitely think it should be definitely should be fun. All of us just like coming from different backgrounds and different places, just different techniques, obviously, and then seeing how we all adjust to Coach's Huff's techniques and his verbiage on stuff, and just seeing how we all can handle that, should be fun.
What are, I guess, your expectations for next year?
I expect to have myself in a position to help us win ball games. I feel like definitely we should probably be in the bowl game, to say the least. Yeah, just better than last year. That's probably should be the MO, and that should be like the goal for everyone. Just be better than last year.
I want to, real quick, being a in-state guy, coming to Virginia. Virginia's, for a while now, been trying to get more in-state guys to come into the program. They've done that in their transfer portal. Guys like Chris Tyree, Andre Green, both guys from the Richmond area, actually. What is it about, kind of representing your home state? I know playing close to home was important for you, but what is that like now, kind of re representing, what is, the big public school in the state of Virginia?
There's a lot of pride in the city of Richmond, believe it or not. The area code 804 is definitely something that's always going to try to be represented. So I think the ability for you to rep that and like kind of like do your thing while being close to home is probably definitely something that's kind of tempting, I would say, to those who are playing football there that's in state.
Do you think 804 gets enough respect? I mean, I grew up here. I know there's a lot of great players that come out of this area.
Not really. No. We honestly, like you said, like we produce a lot of athletes, via football, basketball, baseball. Like, I feel like we definitely have a lot of talent that comes out of our area.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. All right, real quick, just to get to know you a little bit better, what are your favorite, I guess, kind of non-football activities?
I'm a big gamer. I like video games. I love video games. Movies,
What's your go-to?
movie,
Video games.
video game. I don't know. Right now, I'm playing UFC pretty hard right now. I'm loving me
Okay.
some UFC right now. If not that, probably like 2K or Fortnite.
All right. All
Something.
right. Movies.
Yeah, but then there's movies. My all-time favorite is Goodfellas.
Great choice.
That's a really good movie. Yeah, that's my go-to for that. And then food. I love food. I'm trying to get into cooking a little bit. Just honestly, just trying to get better at following recipes, I guess you could say.
Okay.
But
What do
yeah.
you like to, what's your go-to in the kitchen? Like, is there a signature dish made by Tyshawn Wyatt?
Not to say, so to speak. I guess like a really good chicken thigh, and like I can make it like a good Alfredo base, I guess. No noodles though, probably like some like roasted potatoes or something on the side, cabbage, probably simple meal like that.
That sounds like a good, pre-game, like night before meal right there.
Yeah, solid. You get what you need. Just get what you need.
Right. Well, you are due to be on grounds in Charlottesville just in the next coming days, but anything else that you're excited about just kind of once you get there?
No, honestly, just trying to get there, get to know everybody, just kind of like just see where I fit in that and just go from there.
Could you have imagined that JMU UVA game? Like, you would be in this position just a couple years later?
It's kind of spooky. It's definitely kind of spooky looking back at it like that. So eerie, just kind of like it seems like a lot of foreshadowing looking back at that game and stuff like that, the stuff that was happening. So, just everything happens for a reason, and I'm just glad I'm here.
There you have it. Tyshawn Wyatt, one of the newest offensive line recruits in the transfer portal, coming to UVA. Winter workouts starting soon. Tyshawn, thanks again for coming on the Who's On podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right, welcome back into the Who's On podcast. That was my conversation with one of the newest UVA transfer portal commits, Tyshawn Wyatt, an offensive tackle, offensive guard, committed from JMU coming into Virginia this week. Students are getting back to grounds. Winter workouts are starting for football, so you're going to see a lot of them back around grounds and getting there for the first time. 16 portal commits right now. I want to talk about that. The latest one for Virginia is another offensive lineman in Louisville offensive tackle transfer, Monroe Mills. He is a four-star portal commit on 247 Sports, the first four-star commit for Virginia in the transfer portal so far. He's also rated as the number one overall offensive tackle in the transfer portal on three. He was their number eight player. He's fallen a little bit in their transfer portal rankings. And I usually take these transfer portal rankings with a little bit of a grain of salt because it's so fluid. It's kind of weird. It's newish. So a lot of people are still kind of making their formulas and how they kind of decide this kind of stuff. And it's newer, but it's promising because you see with what Mills brings is he brings a big name and probably the biggest name that Virginia has gotten in the transfer portal to this point, and in a huge position of need. Because if you ask me, I know a lot of people make a big deal about the offensive line last year. I actually thought the interior play for the offensive line last season was really solid. Brian Stevens, Noah Josi, Ty Furnish, I thought they did a really solid job there. But where you saw some of the weaknesses was on the edge. Blake Steen at right tackle, at left tackle, Mikhail Boley, who, to his credit, was injured at the beginning of the season, came along slowly, got hurt again during the season. So was kind of playing banged up throughout the whole year. But getting a guy like Monroe Mills, some of the stats on him, he started 31 career games at left and right tackle for Louisville and Texas Tech before that. Also played at Oklahoma State. He's only allowed four career sacks, and he earned honorable mention All-ACC honors for the Cardinals last season, rates really highly in the PFF grades right now. So this is a big deal for Virginia. This is a really good get for him. Interesting that, Mills entered the transfer portal with a no contact at the very last second. Obviously there's another Louisville player in this portal class in Devin Neal, a safety coming into Virginia, but overall probably the best get for Tony Elliott in this transfer portal cycle so far. And that's out of a really big 16 player class. Again, this is the largest transfer portal class Virginia has ever taken in their history. Last year, just beating that class out by a couple players now, and they're still working, still trying to get some guys at wide receiver, at cornerback in the secondary. So they're still working on getting a couple guys, and they always, kind of keep an eye out for best player available as well. So they're still working on those two areas, and those wide receiver and corner are probably the two spots right now that I kind of still have, maybe a little bit of a question mark, because at wide receiver, obviously Trell Harris coming back. You also got Zadarian Harrison, Camp Courtney, Andre Green, and then you have the Purdue transfer Jamal Adrien coming in. So some really intriguing players there, but no proven number one option, especially when you're losing a guy like Malachi Fields, who had been so productive, even with what we have said on this podcast is not enough catches, not enough opportunities, but he was super productive. And so you're kind of missing that at this point, but I think they got enough out there that you could probably cobble something together, but I know they're still trying to add at that position. The other side of cornerback, again, a really young position group. They did get Jason Brevard to come in that defensive back room. They still have Jam Jackson coming back, Dre Walker coming back. So they have some guys back there in that corner room, and you also have a really good freshman coming in and CJ Spence. So they have options, but definitely an area they're still targeting. They're still trying to get deeper in, because that's the other thing is Tony Elliott wants competitive depth throughout the roster. And if you look at the offensive line and what they've done there this offseason, you bring in Monroe Mills now. You already added Kevin Wiginton, the second from Illinois, offensive guard. Tyshawn Wyatt, who I just talked to, an offensive tackle, can also play offensive guard. And he said that the coaching staff's going to try him out at both spots, and then Brady Wilson at center. And then you look at what Virginia has coming back on this roster. Mikhail Boley, who I mentioned before, Noah Josi made his announcement that he is coming back, as we've known for a little bit now. Blake Steen struggled last year, but still has a lot of experience. I'd like to see him kind of jump in at guard maybe and see how that goes for him. Drake Metcalf, a guy that missed all of last season, haven't really seen him in a UVA uniform yet, but he's someone that's really promising. And Cole Serber is a young guy that's kind of coming up in the program. Noah Hartso, another guy coming up in the program. So they've got a lot more depth on the offensive line now, and that's something that this Virginia team has not really had. I mean, just talking through it in years, honestly. I mean, we saw the best offensive line in recent memory was that 2021 group, and that was a lot of veteran guys that have been around for a while. Oluwatimi, Bobby Haskins, so on and so on. Ryan Swoboda, Chris Glazer, a really solid veteran group there. But this line right now has a ton of talent, a ton of experience. I really like Brady Wilson. I think he's a great pickup in the portal for them. I really think Noah Josie was one of the most underrated offensive linemen in the ACC last year. And then bringing in Monroe Mills, and we'll see which side he ends up on, left or right side. I think that's really going to be something that they begin to delve into once they get into the spring football. It's a good, really good offensive line, and then just a complete 180 from what they had last year on the offensive line. We heard Tony Elliott. I asked him, kind of what was the difference in that Virginia Tech game, and I've talked about this before on the podcast, but Tony Elliott said the biggest difference was in the trenches, the offensive line versus their defensive line. And you see what they've done on the offensive line now, and you see what they've done on the defensive line, the amount of depth that they have there, bringing in Fisher Kamak and Kazim Moore and Jacob Holmes and Hunter Osborne, and all this depth that they have on the defensive line now. It is a really solid group when you talk about the returners: Anthony Britton, Jason Hammond, Jameer Carter coming back, Terrell Jones, Mekhi Buchanan. Like, it's been a while since you've been able to talk about this many names on the offensive and defensive line. So that's something that's really promising. And, again, I said transfer portal rankings are kind of, take it or leave it. But they did move up to number 25 overall in the 24/7 sports rankings, number 5 in the ACC. Rivals, they were number 24 overall, number 3 in the ACC. And then on three, they're around number 32, number 6 in the ACC. So again, like, there's a lot of wide variety of how they grade these players, and it's so all over the place. Whereas high school rankings are a little bit more consistent, and we have the 247 composite rankings. We don't really have anything like that for the transfer portal right now, and it's just a little bit more inconsistent. So that's why I don't take it for anything. But this is kind of exactly where you wanted to be, Virginia. You wanted to see, with the influx of money from, the anonymous donor and, the other anonymous donor, and the money that they've gotten to address the transfer portal, you wanted to see them do something like this: go out, get proven players in the portal. They get a guy in Chandler Morris at quarterback. They get a backup quarterback in Daniel Kalen that can kind of groom and kind of come in behind him. And then you've got the guys on the offensive and defensive lines. You've got some playmakers at some spots. So it's been really impressive what they've done in this transfer portal class. And I look forward to, kind of when we get to the end of the transfer portal cycle, whenever you suppose that ends. I really look forward to kind of breaking down this entire class as a whole, because it's really interesting what Virginia has done, and just the, where they were at the beginning of the off season to kind of where they are now. It's, obviously the onus now is on the coaching staff and these players to kind of get themselves ready for next season, because they have a lot to prove on the field. But as far as off the field and those headlines, they've done a great job just kind of going about it and making something happen this off season. So it's encouraging to see. And I know some people, we had a basketball game this past week in Virginia at Stanford. Wasn't a pretty result. And, there's been plenty said on social media about that. Virginia gave up 88 points to a Stanford team that, quite frankly, should not be scoring 88 points against what is supposed to be, the Virginia pack line defense and everything. But I don't want to touch too much on basketball today. We'll keep it about football. I think we need a little bit of breathing space on basketball for right now. So we'll touch on that a little bit later in the week here on the Who's On podcast. But for now, thanks again for listening. And that my conversation with Tyshawn Wyatt. I want to thank him again for being on the podcast. Looking forward to having some other guys come on the podcast pretty soon as we begin to diversify a little bit this basketball season, so it's not all basketball talk all the time. We'll get football, and obviously baseball is getting ready to start, and really excited about that too. But That will do it for this week on the Who's On, or for the beginning of this week on the Who's On podcast. We will see you later in the week. A little bit more basketball talk probably. But again, thanks for listening. Catch everything over there at thesaber.com. You can find out the latest on the Wahoos, what they're doing in the transfer portal. You can also read the latest on the UVA basketball team, some stories that we got up there. We had a good one last week on the whole Christian Bliss saga. I encourage you to go back and read that if you want to get caught up there. Also, what's going on with Data Ains playing time. So again, follow thesaber.com. Also follow and subscribe to the Who's On podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. And we will see you later in the week here on the Who's On podcast.